So I say to the lady, quit sucking my Johnson or I'll call the cops.
We're on.
Oh. Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Thunderdome. It's June 1st. It's Friday. And this is Chemically Inconvenient. Episode 17. 17 weeks in a row.
Can you believe that?
I mean, we really haven't missed one.
No.
We're solid. We do it for you guys. Every week. It takes me 2 to 5 minutes to prepare. And that's for you guys. Okay?
Which is saying something coming from,
from you. I don't like to prepare at all. I like to go in blind. Guns just blazing. As you know, for our new listeners, it's a podcast with two bros that chat shit about pop culture, the slow, agonizing march to death that we call our lives, and current events. We love you guys. Thanks for listening or whatever. Let's jump right in. Today's podcast is brought to you by Tom O'Leary's United States Tank Tops. Now, Cole, you know I'm a big bro tank guy. First off, I was not ready for this, okay? They sent me a tank. I'm telling you, Cole, it's the greatest gift I've ever received. You know, I thought I'll just wear it for the 4th this year. No. I put on the tank yesterday and immediately grew a mustache. Hit the gym, bench press increased by 100 pounds. I walked by the mirror at the gym, and in my reflection, that's when I saw him standing behind me, George Washington, looking stern and powerful. He nodded once, an affirmation. I knew what I had to do. I sprinted out of the gym, turned into a bald eagle, flew over Iraq, and shot out Tomahawk missiles over ISIS positions. Flew home, drank a fifth of Jack Daniels, turned into a 1967 Shelby Mustang GT500, and drove around all night until I eventually arrived at the destination, Pussytown. I mean, I just can't say enough about these tanks. Tom O'Leary's United States Tank Tops. Grab one while you can.
Now, usually we joke around with our real / fake sponsors, but I mean, bro tanks, you can't go wrong.
I mean, it's one of my favorite things about.
And we're not kidding; we wear them. Which
I wear.
Here's when you were going through that. I was thinking about this. That I think me and your generation, so like early 30-year-olds, late 20-year-olds, we started out with like. Not even the cutoffs. We would cut off, make our own cutoffs.
So the original bro tank was just a regular T-shirt that
old T-shirt,
and you just took. You went to the junk drawer. You got the scissors with the orange handle, and you just chopped off.
And
the
it
sleeves.
Took you an hour because the scissors were always dull.
Yeah, dull and like the same scissors. Like
now,
your mom
you didn't
cut
just cut the sleeves
dingleberries off.
You cut like you did the U, the big U. So like when you wore it, it was like. Just a little piece on the shoulder showed like your side boob, your side pec.
Went
and
down.
And it showed like if you had any lats, showed your lats.
I mean, that was the original bro tank.
Yeah.
I rocked those all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the cool thing to do. I mean, summer hits, and I bust out a bro tank as soon as I'm showing shoulder.
I'm showing shoulder.
Lots of shoulder.
But, I mean, I guess you could say, I mean, if you didn't wear a tank, a cutoff tank to the gym, did you even really work out, technically?
No.
No.
No, no, you didn't. Not at all. It's like, those things, it's weird to think about what was cool back
then. Thinking back, that was the dumbest
thing.
And it was
stupid. Like, yeah. I'm sure it looks stupid, but, like, that's what we did.
That's what we did, and what else would we do? Workout wise back then. The finger shoes.
Oh, God.
Wore them.
Okay, guys. Cole wore the finger shoes. And the first time I saw him, he was putting them on. And this is what I said. Are you fucking with me right now? I thought you were joking.
Yeah.
Because you knew I'd hate it. And you're like, no, man. And then you like, people with finger glove shoes, they have to justify it for themselves. So you just start spitting off facts about them. Well, it's really good for your plantar fasciitis or whatever, and it helps you with mobility. And I'm like, dude, you have finger glove shoes.
Finger glove shoes.
God, they're awful looking.
What else?
That was a thing that happened. Finger glove shoes.
Shoot, what else? That was stupid.
That'd
be a good top three. We need to save that.
Top three what?
Like, bad workout clothes trends. That
we've talked about a lot of them, like gloves.
Oh, when I first started working out at 12, I rocked the gloves.
Yeah, I mean, they were cool when you're like, you didn't know any better.
Yeah. Had like, no clue what you're doing.
No. You have, like, the bar that was, like, as thick as a pencil with, like, the fives that look like tens that are huge. And you're just like, yeah, just, like, repping them out. Man. Like, dude, you're lifting, like, an ounce and a half.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's recap. I had some weird stuff happen this week.
I almost died today. And I mean that in the most literal term of death. Almost. I was like 2 inches away. Yeah, not to run over you. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My car broke down on the highway. And
again?
Yes. On the highway. My gas didn't work. And I was trying to I was just coasting.
Oh.
And
no brakes?
No, I had brakes, but like the gas didn't work. And then all of a sudden it kind of clicked on.
Uh-huh.
And like engine overheated and then smoke came up and I couldn't see anything.
Oh no.
So I didn't have any gas, couldn't see anything. And this guy was passing
me. How come he didn't have any gas?
And huh? It's like I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't know. I'm going to be pissed off the more I talk about it. But anyways, almost died. Like I almost got in a wreck with this guy and I finally I was stranded in Anderson, Missouri for like 2 hours today.
Oh, Mack County. For all of you that don't know, Mack County, so that'd be the very southwest of Missouri.
Mack.
Former, and this is documented, former meth capital of the world. Not anymore.
No. Now it's like, it's the finger glove equivalent of a city, is what it is. Or the shoe glove. The finger shoe glove equivalent of a city. It was awful. I don't know. It was the worst. So that happened today. Then I had to call a tow.
Yeah.
It was an ordeal.
Is there anything worse than car trouble?
My car's broken down 3 times on the highway in the last 4 months.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Nothing will bring the Mike Salmonson out of me faster than car trouble.
Dude, I was like flying high because we had a couple good meetings. It's Friday. The sun's shining, mm-hmm. smiling down on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is going to be a good day. and Satan just cold clocked me right in the jejunum.
I'm going to.
Yep. Not today,
not,
Satan.
Not today, Dylan.
Not today, Satan. So,
well, first thing, I had the round of my life going on Saturday,
yes.
playing with you,
dude.
And you,
I said
jinxed
it.
Me.
I said it.
You son of a bitch.
You know I'm super, super superstitious. If you know what I mean.
Uh huh.
And like, do you remember all my deals in baseball? Like I had to do all this crazy stuff
and
before. In basketball, I was like, basketball. I had to be the first one. I don't know. I'm really superstitious, and I said it.
So,
I'm like Cole.
No. Let's set the picture.
Let's build. All right, let's build
listeners
this.
Need to appreciate this. So this year I've been shooting mid-90s to 105 usually. And my goal, I have a goal. I'm going to break 90
mm-hmm.
this year. So we go to Carthage. I haven't played there all year. And, I mean, front nine, I'm killing it. I'm hitting fairways. You know, I'm scrambling. Shot a 44. And you shot a what, 41?
Yep.
Yeah, so feeling good. And normally if I play cards, the back nine kills me. Well,
back nine kills everybody.
So we get done. Justin, one of my coworkers, jumps in with us on the back nine. What was I? five holes, what was that, one over?
You were four holes in and you were even.
Yeah, I was even. And then the fifth hole, I think I made a bogey.
Uh-huh.
And then, what'd you say?
We got in the cart, and I said, you know, Cole, you could shoot even par on the back. And you're like, what?
Oh, no. This is exactly what you said, because I remember. You go, Cole, I don't want to jinx you, but you're even through four, and you're one over on five. You're one over at five. And then I just...
Dude.
And then you said that, and guess what I shot the next hole?
A triple?
A nine.
Oh, yeah.
I shot a nine.
It was immediate. Oh. Immediately, like, duffed your driver.
And then I hit... Three chunks in
then,
a row.
Yeah, and then you hit a little duck fart spray to the right.
Yeah.
And then
I chipped it on, and then I had to, like, triple putt.
Yeah.
And then I look at you, and I go, you're an asshole.
I do take 100% of blame, because you know me. I'm blaming that on you, if it's the
funny
way.
Thing is, right before you said it, I was thinking of it. Yeah. So I think I was going to shoot a nine anyway. Mm-hmm. But then I went, like, nine, six, seven, and then I think I parred or something stupid like that. End up shooting like a 96.
Yep.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then the funny thing is we both looked at our scorecards and go, Cole, you could have shot like an 85.
Yeah, just on the back, if you just would have shot like four over.
Yeah.
You're right there. Speaking of golf, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I've had two eagles in the last week. One with you.
Yeah.
Chipped in. Sunday.
Chipped in.
For eagle.
And then you almost chipped in again.
Huh?
On the back. Or yeah. No, you almost chipped in twice on
yeah.
the back.
Yeah, my I was hitting some mad flippy floppies. And then
another one.
And then I eagled nine at Carthage, and I went driver 6-iron.
Driver 6-iron. So did you actually put it on the fairway?
I hit it left, and it hit the speed slot and went all the way down to the bottom.
Yeah.
And then I was in the rough, and I had to hit, like, a little punch cut under a tree, and I just hit this 6-iron. And, you know, it's, like, straight uphill. It just hit the bank, mm-hmm. one hop, and I had a 2-footer.
Oh, you so a tap in. Bastard.
The old tap-in eagle.
All right, I got some things to cover before we get into headlines, because it's been a weird week. Number one, dad win of the week. Me and my 10-year-old daughter, she had never seen the original Karate Kid.
Oh, man.
So we're watching it, and she's enjoying it, you know, and I've seen this like 100 times, and blah, 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 and the part where he's, he was hitting the nails.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a cutoff on, and she, and I swear to God, Dylan, there's like complete silence, and he's hitting the nail, and she goes, man, he needs to eat some steaks.
You're like...
I'm like... I go, what'd you say? She goes, he's skinny. He needs to eat some steaks. I'm like, oh, because she gets that for me. Because if I see a skinny kid, I'm like, that boy needs to eat some steaks. I'm like, oh, I love you.
The only would have been better if then she got that from you. And then if she would have been like, he needs to eat some ham steaks. And then it's like both of us.
Yeah, that's fun. I go, man, I love you.
Before we move on, can we talk about Karate Kid and the huge hole in the plot where, what's the sensei's name? Anywho, it doesn't...
Oh, gosh, dang it, brain fart.
Doesn't matter. But...
Mr. Miyagi,
very sophisticated, says this. What's that move called?
It's not the flying crane, is it?
Yeah, the crane kick, or whatever. He goes, this is how he says it. If do right,
no can defend.
Now, watching it as a young kid, you're like, I get that. And then he uses a kick to murk the guy at the end. Again, if do right, no can defend. Now, when you watch it as an adult, pretty much it's the worst move ever unless you run at it straight head first.
Which is what he did.
He literally, like, ran at the crane kick with his face.
But as a
you can defend.
But as a 7-year-old, that was the greatest move of all time.
Mr. Miyagi can defend. Just take a step to either side.
Still a great movie,
though. Great movie. Great movie. If do right.
So I saw two peculiar things on my way here. Actually, three. So I went to go pick up your pizza.
Thanks.
And I had to make another one because it was an hour old.
Yeah, I thought I ordered delivery and it was a pickup. Classic mistake.
So they're like, it's going to be 20 minutes. Cool. Need to go get my weekend adult beverages. Go to the liquor store. Guess what I see first thing when I walk in a pyramid?
Fatty Natties?
No. Remember what we talked about last week?
Four Locos?
Nope.
Zimas.
Zimas. They brought them back.
Dude, I told you.
Limited edition.
I told you.
And I literally walked in and I stood still for like 10 seconds. I'm like, and I look at the cashier because I go to the same one every week and they know me. I go, for real? She goes, yeah.
Zimas.
I go, did anybody drink these 20 years ago? She goes, I don't know, but they're bringing them back. I'm like, all right, so guess what I did?
You got some Zimas.
I bought a 6-pack of Zimas.
Dude, you should have brought it. We could have kicked back and had a Zima. Zimas were for the guys in the 90s that frosted their tips.
Also did that.
Yeah.
Anyway, story for another time. And so I did that on my way here. Drove by Little Caesars. There was two probably 14-year-old girls. Guess what they were doing?
Playing with a skip it?
No. One was, well, it was about 3 feet away from the other one, and the one was leaning against the wall, posing, and they were taking a selfie.
Okay, why is that weird?
Oh, I as a...
Cringe-worthy?
Yeah, it almost triggered me. I almost felt like pulling a Yui and going, get a damn job, or something stupid like that.
Get a job!
Get
I'm
a job.
12!
I'm 12, sir!
Work in the mines! Well,
work in the
a 12-year-old girl just hacking coal.
Go build some fence.
Yeah, do roofing in the mid-July. Yeah. And
done that.
Okay. Yeah, just I mean they're young girls. They're gonna take selfies. There's nothing wrong.
I don't
with
know.
That.
I got triggered real fast, and then
shook. You got shook.
I was about two blocks away. Come up to a four-way stop, and this kid, again, probably 12, 13, comes out of nowhere, sprints across the street, and it looked like he was, like, going for a run, but you can tell it's probably his first time ever going for a run, because he's all over the place. Like, there's no fluid movement. He's got, like, you can tell he tried to dress up, but he wasn't, it's not quite there. Like, they're, like, their shorts were, like, not running shorts, but they weren't dress shorts, and then he had, like, a long sleeve Under Armour dry fit, but like the tight kind. And like
mistake.
I couldn't tell if he was wearing running shoes or not, but he was going all out, man. And I wanted to say, yeah, dude, get after it, even though you don't know what the hell you're doing.
You gotta start somewhere.
I'm telling
you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Go, you know.
Whatever shoes he had on were better than your finger glove shoes.
And then one more thing, and I've noticed this week. There's some things you see in the Midwest that are very distinctly Midwest.
Yes.
And I there's two of them.
Ope?
Huh?
Ope?
What's Ope?
Ope is a Midwestern thing, like you run into somebody, Ope, sorry, excuse me. No one ever says that anywhere else. You can use it for anything, too. You just get a text, Ope, and I look at my phone. Ope is like, Ope is like the Southern's like bless his
or
heart.
Or a oop.
Oop.
Oop. That's what I do.
Oop. See?
I'm an oop guy.
Oop. I throw the alley. You get the oop.
Oop.
Oop. Yeah, it's like the Midwestern's like the Southern's bless his heart. Midwestern.
Oh, man,
is,
that's
oop.
Good. That's good. No, but two things. Really shitty, unkept houses, but there's always a brand spanking new nice car in the driveway.
Oh, yes. Have I gave my...
And that could be a meth thing, too?
No, it's a gypsy thing. You know I hate gypsies.
I didn't know that.
Okay. For Well, we got plenty of time. We can go for an hour on this one. Listen.
Listen.
I hate gypsies for a lot of reasons. Now, in Carthage, by there's a colony of gypsies that live in trailers. It's by the across from the golf course. Now, you look in there, that's exactly...
Where?
It's a colony of trailers to the, like you're going to
oh,
turn...
Oh, yeah, 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 across the yeah. old 66.
Well,
are they actually gypsies?
They used to be gypsies. Now,
how do you know? Because I saw them!
And here's... Because they have jet black hair and black eyes that see through into your soul. I hate gypsies. One reason, same thing, they live in trailers, and they... Like, this dude had the Mitsubishi Eclipse from Fast and Furious. Or an H2 Hummer. Brand new yellow one. Just driving out of there. Gypsies. Number two, they marry their cousins. All the time.
How do you know this?
That's all they do. They live in a... Amongst their own family in a trailer park. They gotta marry their cousins. They'll marry their second cousin. Okay, that's number two. Number three... What else can I say about them? Oh, yeah. So they don't, like, have steady jobs. What they do is they, like, buy and sell stuff. And they'll, like, buy mulch and then drive to your house in a pickup and go, can I mulch this? No, gypsy, you can't. Now get!
And give me your tears, gypsy.
Give me those tears, gypsy. And the last reason...
Hashtag Borat.
The last reason I hate gypsies... Actually, this is the only reason I hate them, is at Downstream, I had $140 on one hand of blackjack, and I'm sitting on, it was like 19 or 20. Dealer's got a six showing, and a guy hits four times.
See, now this is the thing that...
Guy hits four times.
So explain that to me.
Okay, so it's a bus card. Mm-hmm. You don't hit. He's table minimum, $5.
So what? I have what's he have?
He had like, I don't know.
The dealer has a six. So you're thinking
he had like 13.
Oh, he had 13.
And then like,
okay,
he
I
just
gotcha.
Rails off all these cards, and then bam, like he busts out, and I'm like, God dang it! You know this is the worst. Then the dealer, you know, turns 21. And I would have won. Hate gypsies. That's actually the main reason I hate them. That one time.
That's one time. None of those other facts are...
No.
Are...
They're probably not even true.
Are from any sources.
Just hate the gypsies. Okay, go on.
And one more. Again, it could be a drug thing, but... All these, like, hick Midwesterners don't have... They got about 5 missing teeth. Brand new iPhone.
Yeah. That's got to be like if you run into a windfall of money, the first thing you fix is your grill, right?
I would think.
That you got go to. Get a new grill.
But yeah, I noticed both of those a lot this week.
Missing teeth is...
Well, and then like on the way here, there's this old... I mean, like, they haven't mowed the lawn in probably a year, you know.
Christmas lights still up.
Yeah, and there's a brand new spanking candy apple red Mustang. In the driveway.
Makes sense. Got to show out. If you're missing teeth, you're either Midwestern or Canadian. One of the two.
You saying Canadians don't have good teeth?
No, hockey. They lose just spitting chiclets all day.
Speaking of hockey, one of my front desk girls, I was kind of BSing with them, and she goes, you know what new sport I'm watching I'm addicted to? I'm like, what? Hockey?
Yeah.
And then we had a 15-minute discussion on how great hockey is.
It's one of the best years for hockey, too. It's going to be booming.
I know, and I can't get it.
Dude, hockey is going to be...
I'm so pissed.
In the United States, in like 10 years, hockey is going to be above baseball, which is crazy to think because baseball
now,
was
where are you
America's pastime. Just because millennial... It's faster pace, so it's good for millennials because they can pay attention.
Good point.
Baseball's boring, way too long. Like,
good point.
Way too
and the
long.
Funny thing is, they've tried speeding it up. You can't really speed it up.
Yeah.
Especially if the MLB wants to make money.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, so, that's my theory. Anyway.
I liked it. I agree with it.
Okay.
What else? That's it. Okay. I have two headlines.
Gotcha.
You ready? What's your take on the Roseanne situation?
Roseanne?
Did you hear about it?
Hey, I know.
So she said, the story is, I can't remember the exact tweet, but it was to an former Obama administrator who's African-American. She said, what do you get when you cross a monkey and something else? You get that lady. And then
you can't go monkey.
So her rebuttal, well, because then her show got canceled. Which, duh.
Yeah.
So of course, you know, backlash. Her rebuttal was, she tweeted it when she was on Ambien, and she hadn't slept for a couple days. She was feeling like crap, so she was. Her rebuttal was, I was not really coherent when I tweeted it. That's not an excuse.
No. Well, what that is her publicist going, you can't, you know what I mean? You can't just say I thought about it and tweeted it or whatever.
Yeah. And I guess her show got canceled, and then she was supposed to be on Joe Rogan's podcast today, and Joe tweeted out that it was canceled because she wasn't returning his calls, and she had gone, I forgot, he said, like, radio silent. Like, she's...
Yeah. Yeah, that's... when stuff like this happens, like... Paula Deen, when she, yeah, like, it came out. What they do is you just go into hiding until, like, something else happens in the media or whatever. Yeah. Then you come crawling back inch by inch. I guess normally on these things, like, in my opinion, like, for, like, the Paula Deen thing, she said it, like, it was, like, 15 years before. Now,
yeah,
it's bad. It's awful, but if it happened 15 years, I don't think, like, you should be that in trouble now, right? You can't help it. With, you did, like, it 15 yeah. years ago. Now,
like a statute of limitations.
Yeah, kind of thing. So that's usually my take. I'm like, look, I don't want anyone to go back and see what I was talking about when I was, like, 10.
I was an idiot.
I guess the point on this one, though, is, I mean, I don't know how you're not, like, worried about saying something like that all the time. You're going to offend most people.
Especially nowadays.
Yes! So, that's just ignorance. Just straight up ignorance.
I think it's straight up stupidity.
That's what ignorance is.
And really, all true. Damn.
Well,
I'm going to go outside and hang myself now.
No, I think it's ignorance. I think it's stupidity. I think it's idiotic. Well, I think it's another adjective.
Yeah, stupidity. Yeah. No, but Brittany asked me about it. And again, I mean, I always say this. Use your brain.
Yeah.
Use your brain.
You know, if anyone was going to make that joke, it would be someone named Roseanne.
Yeah. I mean, use your brain, people.
Oh,
her show got canceled. Yeah. She works for a company.
Yeah. They got to save face, too.
If I said that, I'm fired on the spot. And I think they canceled it within an hour.
Yeah. So it was like 20 years later, she gets the show canceled.
Canceled because you're being stupid.
Because of your stupid ignorance.
Huh? Stupid ignorance.
There you go.
I got you. Shut up.
Here's one.
Oh, okay.
here
we go.
Okay. So, are you excited about
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this one, I decided. So, one on my segment, one time, I think it was like 3 episodes ago, I did jokes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Revamping.
Okay.
Jokes.
Like,
just short jokes.
Okay. One-liners.
Well, close.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Smell mop.
Smell mop who? what are we, 6 years
it's
old?
So funny. Poop jokes are hilarious. I don't care who you are.
Knock, knock, who's there?
Smell mop.
Smell mop. So good.
Oh, and that's the end. No, I'm just kidding. I got more.
And ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week.
Dude.
Good. Good time. I like that. Give me two more.
Don't tell me what to do. But, okay.
I'm the host of the show. Screw you.
Did you hear about the Mexican train killer?
No.
He had locomotives.
Oh, that's good. Not as good as the first one.
I know, I shouldn't have started with that.
Yeah, that should be your finisher.
Thanks for telling me the definition of the word many. It means a lot. Wordplay.
Wordplay. One more headline.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on their? I don't think it's a remake. I think it's a sequel or a prequel to Top Gun.
Oh. Okay, I can get.
They're filming right now.
I could get down for this. Who's in it?
That's Tom Cruise is in it.
Oh, see, no. New one. Do a new one.
Well, I think it's they're not doing a remake like they did Point Break, which is a travesty. I think it's either going to be a sequel or a prequel. I think it's going to be a sequel. I'm not sure.
A prequel meaning it happened before the first one?
I take that back. I retract my statement. I think it's going to be a sequel where Tom Cruise is like an instructor now, I think.
Yeah. I'll watch it. I'll be excited about it. The only bad thing is, what made the movie was Goose.
Huh? Oh, hell yeah.
He made, Tom Cruise, we get it. It was good. I mean, you were decent, I guess. But Goose made the movie.
Yeah.
He was tits. Anyways, yeah, I could watch that. Would you go see it?
No. Well, would I go see it? Yes, just because I'm a movie nerd, but I'm also a
harsh critic.
Yeah, harsh critic, and I wouldn't say purist, but yeah, I'm gonna go in with really high expectations, and I'm gonna be disappointed.
Yeah, but knowing that, you'll go in with not the highest expectations. Yeah. Because
I mean that's one of those movies that defined my childhood, yeah. Along with Sandlot and Point Break.
Top
I love Point Break.
Point Breaks. And I can't be locked in a cage, man.
I mean, Point Break and Top Gun, the perfect movies.
Yeah. Again, I see. I always
a lot of homosexual undertones.
That's okay. That's the thing is I always talk about
back on
watching movies now, and then when you saw them earlier, it's so weird because Top Gun has the volleyball scene is just straight
yeah.
It's really weird.
Haven't we talked about this before?
Undertones. Maybe. Not on the podcast, I don't think, but it's strange, man. Really weird. We get it, your friends.
Well, shoot, they're half naked the entire movie.
Yeah, but, okay, what guys all play volleyball with their shirts off and jeans?
And jeans? I forgot about the jeans.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure you did.
Sure you did.
Okay.
Also, talk about Top Gun, that was my first, legitimate sex scene I ever watched.
Was Top Gun?
Yeah. I was like, oh! Oh, no!
Oh, no!
What are they doing?
Oh, no!
And that was one of the first ones I watched, with mom and dad in the room, and it was awkward.
So this guy...
Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Bow, bow. You're like, oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, okay!
And I'm you're doing, the side turn, looking at mom and dad, what the heck's going on?
So this guy with premature ejaculation just comes out of nowhere.
Segway.
Get it? Because he had premature
ejaculation. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's one. What's the difference between a blind sniper and a constipated owl?
What?
One shoots but can't hit, and the other one hoots but can't shit.
Oh, my God. I'm a 30-year-old man. I shouldn't be laughing at that stuff.
It's so funny.
Keep going.
I only got a couple more.
All right. Hit me, and then we'll do top three.
The people of Saudi Arabia don't like the Flintstones, but the people of Abu Dhabi do.
God. down with that one. Are you shitting me? How does that even work like that? Boom, out of nowhere.
Boom, out of nowhere.
No, just punchline right to your face hole. Okay. This was in the news. Did you hear this? Did you hear about this? What do you get when you cross a joke with a rhetorical question?
I don't know.
Just gonna let that one sit for a second. Just gonna let that simmer for a sec.
Oh my goodness.
Alright, two more, I think. Hold on.
Come on, get it together.
What's better than winning gold at the Paralympics?
Winning gold at the regular Olympics?
Legs.
Jesus.
I mean, it would be better to win gold at the normal Olympics, too.
You know what these remind me of? Norm MacDonald jokes.
Yeah, he's one of the best. Did you know Helen Keller had a treehouse?
No.
Neither did she. and that's my segment for this week.
Okay. Top three. Top three is Mike Samuelson dad moments.
Yeah, these are gonna be good.
I'm gonna set the scene. Now our father is I was trying to think of like what would be a good example like in entertainment or movies. He's like the quintessential, like, man's man.
He's a guy's guy.
Guy's guy. very highly, and I've always said this, like, he's, to me, like, he's what, 6 foot? Mm-hmm. But to me, especially when I was growing up, he, like, was huge.
Yeah, and he...
Like, 7 feet tall.
He...
Big personality.
Yeah, but, like, you wouldn't know it. Let's just say he commands the room.
Yes.
Like, he's the alpha. Like, he walks in the room, he's... First off, the guy didn't trust a soul. Like,
Yeah.
Very skeptical.
Alpha would be the best description.
He was just super alpha, and, like, he's... You can't bullshit him.
No.
There's no... Cause, no one's ever bullshitted
cause he's,
him.
Because he's a bullshitter.
Yeah, but no one's ever bullshitted him.
Very, very charming.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Weird thing, like I always say, he hates people, he's
phenomenal
talking to people. Well, he's a salesman. Dylan, I don't know why I'm in sales. I hate people. He says I hate people once a week. There you go.
And so, he has that weird gift at he's good at everything.
Yeah,
he's good at sales. He was. A three-sport athlete, played college baseball.
Can beach and ping pong.
Killer at ping pong, killer at pool.
One of the best pool players.
Great golfer when he wants to be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So.
Alpha. Top three dad moments.
Snake draft.
And I... all mine kind of blend together. But anyway.
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
So... and before we go, I tried to pick three that you wouldn't have on yours.
Okay.
So, I know a couple of these, you know, but, so, the first one is, dad gets home, like, it was a long day of work, and he was working, and on stuff, I just remember, I was probably, like, 5 or 6 or something, and I just asked him to play baseball with me, like, wiffle ball. Mm-hmm. No. I asked him for an hour straight, just nagging him.
Mm-hmm.
And just, can you play? Finally goes, fine, let's go. You know, we go outside. I'm all jazzed up. We have the long...
the original?
Wiffle ball bat, the yellow one. Okay. He gets over there. first pitch, throws me one pitch down the middle. I hit a stinger right back at him.
I remember
hits
this.
Him square in the dick. He falls to
I
his,
remember
he,
this.
He, one pitch.
We were at the Highland House.
Yeah, one pitch. Hits him right square in the dick. He falls down on his knees and says, "This is my nightmare! This is my nightmare!" And then gets up, walks right past me, doesn't say anything, and goes inside.
I remember that.
He didn't say a word. He threw me one pitch.
Dude, you creamed it, too. You couldn't hit it any better. And you were like 3 foot nothing.
I know. Hit him right square in the nads. Oh, he just walks inside. This is my nightmare. Okay, go ahead.
Mine's, I've already said, it's a mix of things. Like, I can never beat him in ping pong.
No.
And would you say one of the most competitive people on the face of the planet?
Yeah, he's beating your ass. Like, he's going to win.
Could never beat him in ping pong. Could never beat him in pool. We would go out and play 21 with him. And he'd let us get a little bit ahead.
Yeah, they'd win
and
every
then he'd
time.
Just start dropping bombs. We're like 4 feet tall.
You can't, yeah, you can't beat him. He wouldn't let you win. God forbid he let you win one time.
My number two. I was there, but it was when he was coaching you, and there's two instances. Again, highly competitive. And when it came to me and coaching me and you, like, we're going to win. We're going to have fun, but goddamn we're going to win.
We're winning, for
Number
sure.
Number one, you guys were little doing traveling basketball.
I hope it's not the same one I have.
And it's when he got teed up.
Yeah.
Here, you tell. Was that your number
one? Go ahead.
Anyway, so... it was a day. It was a weekend tournament, like pretty competitive, because teams from Oklahoma and all this stuff. And they're playing. And of course, they have these. You know, they don't have good refs, right? And a couple bad calls, and he lets him go. And then another bad call, he starts jawing. And he would never, again, he would yell at you guys, but he wouldn't yell at the refs. He'd just start jawing at them.
Yeah.
And then it was a timeout, and he's jawing at this kid. And the kid goes, "You say one more thing, I'm going to give you a tee." He goes, "Go ahead. I want a damn tee." Teed him up.
Teed him up.
And my dad goes, "Thank you."
Dude, there were times where, like, he would, like, if we're playing bad, too, he would seek out and get a tee because it fired us up.
Yeah.
And so he'd just get a tee, and we're like, we, like, played better.
And then, go ahead.
Well, mine is a story about him coaching us. So, we're in this tournament, championship game, and before the game, like, we're in sixth grade, and we're telling him, you haven't gotten a tee this whole tournament, which was weird. He usually gets teed up. And he's like, "I'm not getting a tee this game, guys. Championship game. You know, let's go out and win this." We're up by a lot.
And let's say this, too. Like, he wasn't your run-of-the-mill, like dad that didn't know what he was doing. No, we had plays.
Yeah, we were good.
You guys had set offenses, set defenses, knew what you were doing.
Yeah. So he, it's like second half, we're up by a lot, and I don't know, like something just clicked in him, but this ref makes a horrible call, one of the worst ever, and like he had art, like I don't know if the ref was already mad at him or something, but he's like, "What the hell was that?" And the ref's like, "What?" And he goes, "Well, it was one of three things. It was out on that guy, it was a foul on that guy, or you're fucking blind." And the ref just goes, "Boop, T," right then. And we're all just like, you only have 5 minutes left. He couldn't help it. He could not help it.
My other one to go along with number two is I was either third grade or fourth grade football, and the ref he got into it with ended up being a ref for baseball who he ended up getting into it with him years later doing high school baseball. Anyway, and you guys were killing somebody, and he ended up having all the first team were sitting out, and he had his second and even third team out there, and he says that the refs are jawing at him to like speak, you know, "You're taking too long in the huddle."
Uh-huh.
My dad's like,
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So, of course, that pisses him off. Well, then, like, they score a touchdown, and then you guys hold him. They come back out, and then he starts jawing at him, like, quit running up the score. And Dad goes, huh? He goes, quit running up the score, Mike. And he goes, says something like, you don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, you say one more thing, I'm going to give you 15 yards. He goes, give it to me. Throws the flag, 15 yards. Still talking. He goes, I don't care. Give me another 15. Gives him another 15. And my dad goes, good. Guess what? We're going to score in two. I got my second team out here. 2 plays later.
Score. Score. No, you know what he did? Is he goes, we're not running it up. And he's like, this is a second team. What he did is he got like 45 yards worth of penalties backed up, brings us back in, runs a double reverse.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And Steven Ellison scores a like 80-yard touchdown, and then just looks at the ref like, told you, we can score anytime we want to.
Oh, man.
That is classic. All right.
What's your number one?
Number one.
I got a classic.
This is a classic Mike Samuelson deal. All right, we're at this football game. And it's probably wind chill of negative 30. Okay.
Was it the Chiefs game?
No. We're in the stands. It's like a high school game. Okay. We're in the stands. It's frigid cold. Like, it's like hailing kind of. It's miserable. Now.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Okay. That's how to set it up.
Oh, I'm glad you brought
this
up.
It is the coldest day in my entire life.
Okay, it was.
And wind, like, in your face.
It was Silver Lake and somebody, because our cousins were in town from Topeka.
It was
this big time game that we drove up for it.
Yeah, so it was a big deal. It's
and
absolutely
the coldest I've ever been.
Miserable.
And we're young. We're probably...
I'm real young.
Yeah, I was probably 8.
Yeah, so I was
so
like
you would have been
5.
Like 6.
5 or 6. Anyways, now, he goes, at halftime... There's a line for the concession stand. He goes, I'm going. What do you guys want? And our mom goes, we need like 5 hot chocolates. He goes, okay. He comes back. Well, first off, it's like, I mean, it was probably like 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
He comes walking up with a large ice cold Coca-Cola and a pickle. Goes, sits down, and Laura goes, what happened to the hot chocolate? And he goes, oh, I forgot. He didn't bring, and they were both for him.
And our cousins were like, what? Did you seriously get a Coke and a pickle? Yeah. He goes, yeah.
And he was damn happy about it. Happy. He was so happy. Just sat there, ate his pickle and drank his ice cold Coke.
And he stood there the entire game, and we ended up getting in the car because I think I was crying because I was a little...
It was
punk, and they won on a 45-yard
field goal in the sleet. Yeah,
yeah. It was.
He's like, that was one of the best games ever.
Oh
like,
man,
anyhow.
Coke and a pickle. We still talk about that. My number one goes back to him coaching, and we talk about his intensity when we were scoring, but he was a softie. Like he'd yell at us, but then after the game he'd be like,
yeah,
a softie about it. But,
yeah.
So I was 12. We were doing a practice game, baseball for Little League, and we were playing a team that was coached by a guy that coached with Dad the year before, and so it was actually it was a little personal because all this stuff, and we had a stacked team that year because you were playing, and we had a stacked team, so we're first at bat, the coach's son's pitching, and we were calling your own balls and strikes. Uh-huh. So his dad's calling the balls and strikes.
Yeah.
And, of course, when we were that age, he made us crowd the plate, like an inch away from the plate.
Yeah.
And so I'm up there. I get down, 2 strikes, and I knew it was coming. I go, Cole, he's going to throw you inside.
Mm-hmm.
You better swing. But, damn near hit me. And, of course, strike 3, you're out.
It rings you up.
So I'm walking back to the dugout, and I go, oh, it's coming. Cole, just keep your mouth shut. I step in the dugout, and I step in the dugout, put my bat up. He didn't grab me. He just looks at me and goes, swing the goddamn bat. And I was like, okay. Dude, like, you can't say no, anything.
But and you know it's coming. Like, you know back it's coming, then, like, if you screw it up,
it almost
you're like,
hit me. It was a ball. It was the coach's son was calling it.
Doesn't matter.
Oh God.
Swing.
Swing. Because he's got those piercing blue eyes. Yeah. He like got 2 inches from my face. Go swing the goddamn bat.
Maybe cool if you put the glove on your foot.
Yeah, he would say that too. That got to be just a joke.
Yeah, because he said it all the time.
Boot wanted short. State the glove to your foot. You would have got that one. Like, thanks, Dad.
A lot of help you are, but.
Oh.
Good time.
Good stuff. You have a theory?
No. Forgot.
Me neither.
And that's the show.
And that's the theory segment of Chemically Inconvenient.
I've just been lazy lately.
Tweet of the week.
Tweet of the week.
I just have one.
Okay, I got two. First one, Dubstep for Dads. Great follow. Oprah. Surprise! Look under your seats. Audience looks under. Bread? Audience members' eyes go completely black. Bread! 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 I don't know. It's so stupid.
I don't think it's that funny.
I know. It's funny because you don't think it's funny.
Oh, okay.
Bread! 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 Bread!
Mine is a quote from Pavel, who is a Russian strength and conditioning guy, like world-renowned kettlebell guru, and he says, practice doesn't make perfect, practice makes permanent. And he says you should treat exercise, movement, activity, not as like working out, as practice. So mm-hmm. You should practice every day, which turns into something permanent.
I gotcha.
So I tell my patients this all the time. I go, if you practice good habits, mm-hmm. they'll become something permanent where you can't.
Yeah. So it's like you are what you consistently do.
Yeah. And like I had this discussion today with a lady. She's got what I call disability rooted identity. So all she's about and all she talks about is her disability and what she can't do.
Oh, she's like defined by her.
Yes.
Okay.
And finally, I kind of got through to her today because she's freaked out. She's going to a rheumatologist because I think she's got rheumatoid arthritis. And I let her go for like 10 minutes today. And I go, listen, if you practice good habits, it won't be that bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you take control of what you're doing and not about it, you'll be okay. And I, of course, we went over like, you need to kick the pop. And you drink water. And you stay away from sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do this. I go, and she goes, well, are you saying I need to work out every day? No, just walk.
Do something. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and finally she's like, so what you're saying is, I forgot how she pushed. What you're saying is I need to take control of what I got going on and not let it control me.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah.
Exactly.
And then you'll feel 10 times better.
Yeah. It's like the hard part isn't working out. It's just doing it all the time.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
But the funny thing is, I asked her, like, what are you drinking? Are you drinking water? No, I hate water. I go, okay.
People say that all the time, and I'm like, I don't know how.
You need water for every function.
But I like it. I like the taste.
And then I asked her, like, you know, what's your diet like? Well, I try to watch what I eat, but, you know, gave me the, you know, it's expensive. I go, bull crap.
Yeah, it's just effort, you know.
Anyway,
she's got a lot of quit in
it. I can talk about that for about 3 hours.
Well,
practice makes permanent.
Let's not.
20 minutes later, Dylan's.
Yeah. What?
What?
Sorry, I blacked out. This one's Dubstep for Dads again. Okay.
Bread.
Wife.
Oh boy.
If you don't stop talking like Fred Flintstone, I swear to God I am leaving you. Me, fighting back tears. Well, Sharon, there's the yabba dabba door.
That's good. You and Flintstone.
There's two Flintstone jokes today. Abu Dhabi Doo.
Abu Dhabi Doo.
But You know what Fred Flintstone should have rocked? Tom O'Leary's.
Bro tanks.
United States bro tanks. For the man in ya.
For the man in ya. Hey, you need to have some confidence and some balls. Wear a bro tank. Peacock a little bit.
Yeah,
for God's sakes.
Bro tanks. For the...
You got a dad gut? Who cares?
Dad bods are in. 2008.
Dad bods are in, and that's no joke.
Yeah. Women like dad bods, you know? Dad bod...
Which speaks... You could take it two ways. Like, that guy's got it going on. He's got a job. Probably a kid or two.
Yeah,
some
probably,
responsibility.
Probably a nice credit score.
Probably a good credit score.
There you go.
If
that's
you're like
all you
me,
need.
A mountain of student debt.
Okay. Dad bod.
Dad bod.
Dad bod for bro tanks.
Or he's just an asshole. One of the two.
Yeah.
You had a 50-50.
50-50 shot on
you
that.
A 50-50.
Hey, that's good odds. Coin flip.
Coin flip.
There you go.
I'm trying to think.
Bro tanks.
Brittany sent me a link that had like George Washington on one. It's like George Washington, washing guns.
George Washington.
Yeah.
Dude, I have one that's Reagan, and it's a picture of Reagan's face, and he's got a USA bandana on, and then the caption says, "I smell hippies."
I've seen that one.
It's the best one I got.
There's a Lincoln that says, "Abolish slavery."
Get out of here. Oh, that's good
there
stuff.
There was four of them.
Abolish.
There was one with Trump. I forgot what it said, though. It was pretty good. And there was one with Teddy Roosevelt on there, too. I forgot what that one said.
I heard the... I don't know why this. I think of this. But you know the joke, do you need some tickets?
To the gun show?
No, to the zoo.
To the zoo?
Yeah. So you can see these two sick pythons.
Oh, man. What are we, 6 years
chemically
old?
Inconvenient, folks.
We will see you, ladies and gentlemen, next week. And you know what? I'm going to say this right now. Go have yourself some limited edition Zimas.
Yeah, crack a Zima, pour some Fresca in it, and have yourself a K-Fed.
K-Fed. We'll see you guys next week.